I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. Even during a pandemic, the weekend after Thanksgiving, we begin decorating our home for Christmas. It's also a time when we have to keep in mind the safety of our four-footed family members. The biggest decoration in our house is our Christmas tree. We use an artificial tree with the lights already attached, which is easier for us, but it doesn't mean it's totally safe for our pets. We anchor our tree so that it cannot be turned over by a rambunctious dog or a climbing cat. The electrical cords are run under the tree skirt in such a way that a curious pet won't try to chew on them. Years ago, we learned not to use tinsel on the tree. Pets sometimes eat it, and it can harm their digestive system by causing an intestinal blockage or by cutting the delicate tissues there. Either one could require surgery and may threaten your best friend's life. We also learned not to hang delicate breakable ornaments on the tree's lower limbs where they can be knocked off or batted off and break or shatter. If your dog crunches down on a glass ornament, again, you might be headed to the veterinarian's office. If you have a cat that likes to climb, consider putting the tree in a room with a door to close when no one is there to monitor it. A friend suggested putting orange peels in a mesh bag or a thin sock underneath the tree. Your cat will be put off by the citrus scent. A squirt of water from a handy spray bottle might also work. If you have a real tree and use a stand that holds water, make sure your furry buddy does not try to drink it. It could contain dangerous chemicals that may harm your pet. Other Christmas dangers include seasonal plants such as holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias, and burning candles left unattended. Decorating with care and concern for your best friend's safety can help make this Christmas a happy holiday for everyone in the family, especially when you're speaking of pets.